So here's to all of the good thinkers, and here's to the lonely drinker.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Kristen Bell, owner of the Dough Trader Pizza Company out of Spearfish, South Dakota. In addition to Bell, we also talk with manager Robin Nakajima.
Here's to making a few friends out of a few strangers, but don't you know?
Is that like a big deal, the sourdough? Is that?
It is. It's pretty key to our product.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's quite a process.
It is.
We always have to, we feed it every day and like save some of it each day to feed for the next day and keep it going. And it changes all the time. We had like close to a near-death experience with the starter over the summer, and it came back even stronger, so then it changed the dough a little bit, so.
Now, sourdough is supposed to be healthier than regular bread, is that right?
I would say so, yeah, okay. Absolutely. I mean, we eat pizza twice a day, 6 days a week, but it's like power food.
Do you get into the gluten-free craze?
I actually think, and, you know, I'm biased, of course.
Sure.
But prior to World War II, all bread was sourdough. That was how you kept your yeast alive. That's what you did.
Well, you know exactly where I'm going with this question.
Yeah, yep, you do.
So you don't consider sourdough to be part of the gluten?
We use a lot of gluten. We actually seek out a high gluten flour for our product just because it lends itself to quality in terms of stretching. But the sourdough, the actual live active culture, breaks down the complex carbohydrates in there before they get to you. So it's really easy to digest. It won't turn into a gut bomb like most white bread products will.
Like Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
Really?
Wonder Bread is for plumbing.
Isn't that true though? Most of the pizza is like white Wonder Bread crust?
It is, because most people are using a dry yeast.
Right.
Because it's more consistent. You don't have to...
Fleischmann's yeast.
Exactly. But when Robin was talking about the starter going through a near-death experience, that was kind of a big deal for us because this same starter has been propagated and passed down since the 1880s. So it's...
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. No, it's a very, very old, very well-developed
So
yeast.
We did sourdough in my house. Actually, it was inspired by your pizza, I do believe. We bought some sourdough from Alaska.
Awesome.
And we used it for probably a good year and a half, and then it died because of neglect.
Yeah.
And I wondered how long did I kill it? I mean, was it 1890 or was it 1920? Yours is 1880. Do you market that? Do you put that in your menu? I didn't see it when I was there before, but...
It's on our menu.
Yeah.
It is, okay.
Yep, at the very top.
We make a note of it, but most people, not understanding yeast and how it works, they think, oh my gosh, your dough is 130 years old? That's weird. It's like, no, not the dough, but...
Right.
So we put it on there, but it's just kind of a side note.
Kind of a what?
Sort of a side note.
Side note,
you know,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly we let our customers figure out, hey, this pizza tastes good, I feel good when I eat it, I keep coming back for more, what's the deal? And then we can educate them about sourdough, and it's awesome.
So then you've got a thin crust, and a thinner crust, I should say, compared to like a deep dish or something. And then is it a wood fire? Is it just a regular pizza oven? I can't recall. I know you have an open kitchen where you can actually watch the people cook, which I enjoyed. But talk about the cooking part of it. Is there any special?
A lot of love. The ovens are...
And I've tasted it.
Yes. The ovens are gas, and then there's a stone inside. So they're at about 650. Usually. Sometimes they get a little hotter, and then if we cook in them a lot, they get a little cooler, but about there.
As hot as we can get them,
yeah.
I say.
You cook 650 degrees?
Yep. And we have three of them in there, so the cooks can get going pretty quick sometimes. I'm Robin Nakajima, and I work at Dough Trader Pizza.
Could you spell your last name?
Nakajima.
We call her Rakajima sometimes. And I'm Kristen Bell. The Dough Trader Pizza Company.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kristen Bell or Robin Nakajima with the Dough Trader Pizza Company out of Spearfish, South Dakota, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
So here's to the picture that holds us laughing, and here's to the sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this moment pass. And here's to carrying the weight of the world, and here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to not letting this moment pass.
Up on the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the former Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.